Here this fourth Sunday in Easter of the sheep and the shepherd, or even the sheepfold or the gate. Now we've heard this through a kind of a parable, an analogy from Jesus Christ. And I want to share right away about what Pope Francis has been speaking about, especially our bishops and priests, that we must be able to smell the sheep. I think that's a great image as a pastor and a priest, but at the same time, we should always remember that the shepherd, the best shepherd, is Jesus Christ. Sometimes we might hear that our bishop is a pastor or a shepherd, or same with a pastor or other laity in our diocese or in the world. But it is very clear that Jesus Christ is the shepherd, the sheepfold, the gate. Because imagine what we've been experiencing in our lives, and especially when the coronavirus began. The only true shepherd is the one that we could follow. Because just think about decisions that were had to be made by our bishops and our priests and so forth and our Pope, who is again the true shepherd, Jesus. Not us, not ordained people, not religious order, not our laity, Jesus Christ. But following that caveat, I want to go back to St. Peter, who we heard today in the letter of St. Peter. Imagine now being like St. Peter or one of the disciples right after Jesus died. Imagine Holy Thursday, as we experienced again this year, and Good Friday, as Jesus died on the cross. Remember, and we've probably heard this over and over and over again, certainly every year, certainly every decade, every century, almost two millennials now. We know the story. It's obvious for us. We know more about Jesus now than Peter and the disciples did not know before. They were in an upper room. Door was locked. They're scared. They're terrified. They don't know what's going on. They thought the new king was going to be in charge of Israel, going to battle, receive all the money to rule the world. And what came? A poor man, a humble man, a man that gave his life and died for us. And I think today, once again, as I already just said, where are we at in our hearts? Because we're obviously something different than Jesus' death. But how chaos it can be in our hearts during this virus. People that are getting nervous or scared. Not sure what was going on or what is still going on. My friends that are not able to come to Mass. Not receiving communion. What's happening in your heart? How can I, as the flock of Jesus Christ, following our shepherd, even if we're in a different place? For you have gone astray like sheep. That's what Peter was saying. But his friends, the disciples, and even to us through the scriptures. But once again, our scriptures always teach us, and as we know the story, what was the next line of Peter? After he said, "For you had gone astray like sheep, but you have now returned to the shepherd and guardian of your souls." Let's move to John, the evangelist, the gospel according to John. A great message in our readings. John 10. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. He's talking there as a few different things. Once again, he's the gate, he's the sheepfold, he's the shepherd. And anything else except Jesus Christ is the opposite. You might hear it in the scriptures too as the Antichrist. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. This evil, it's either our own sins personally, the evil one, or the world. Now, when I say the world there, am I talking about our beautiful planet? Well, no. Am I talking about nature? No. Am I talking about the times that we love being outside? No. When we hear the world in the scriptures, what they mean is evilness in this planet since the very beginning of original sin. And so we as sheep can be with the Lord and against the Lord because we're not perfect. And I am a sinful person, as you are well. You too as well are sinners. But again, what does Jesus say in his parable again? Everything else, the thief, is really ourselves, right? That want to steal and slaughter and destroy ourselves or others. But Jesus says, I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Even in our suffering. Finally, Psalm 23. I've used this psalm almost every funeral and every baptism. And just hearing those words again, it can be nourishing. To be the flock, the sheep, that are fed and protected by the real shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. In verdant pastures, he gives me repose. Beside restful waters, he leads me. He refreshes my soul. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil. For you are my side. With your rod and your staff that give me courage. We must follow the shepherd and follow him. Please pray for our shepherds, our servants on earth, our bishops, our pastors, our priests, our deacons, our sisters, our brothers in religious life, our laity, Pope Francis. We may not seek the thief in our sinfulness, but our shepherd for abundant life, even if we are suffering.